USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Secretary of State Mike Pompeo claims that Iran was behind the attacks based on an intelligence assessment, the U.S. military now says it has video evidence supporting the claim that Iran was behind the attack on two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman yesterday. The military says the video shows men on an Iranian Navy boat removing an unexploded mine from the side of one of those Japanese-owned tankers. The Golden State Warriors championship winning streak comes to an end as Toronto's Raptors took the title last night and are the new NBA champs. Raptors head coach Nick Nurse.
It means a lot for our city and our and the country and for these players, staff, you know, incredible group of people.
It's the Raptors' first NBA title. New York's state legislature has voted to remove all non-medical exemptions for immunizations. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
President Trump hosts an event at the White House yesterday to herald a new initiative to benefit former prison inmates.
We're here today to announce a vital new action that we're taking to help former inmates find a job, live a crime-free life, and succeed beyond their wildest dreams.
During the event highlighting the so-called Second Chance Initiative, the president also confirmed that Press Secretary Sarah Sanders will be leaving soon and returning to her home state of Arkansas. Sanders saying she will always treasure her time at the White House and stressing she loved every minute of it, even the hard minutes. The manhunt continues for the suspects involved in the shooting of former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz as three more suspects were arrested late yesterday in connection with the Sunday shooting in a Santo Domingo bar. Ortiz now recovering in a hospital in Boston. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Today is Flag Day. The idea of setting aside a day to celebrate the American flag was first suggested in 1885 by Wisconsin school teacher B.J. Segrand. He wanted to see June 14th be that date because the stars and stripes were adopted as the official design of the U.S. flag on that date in 1777. The idea grew in popularity until 1916 when President Woodrow Wilson released a proclamation making June 14th national Flag Day. And then on August 3rd, 1949, President Harry Truman signed an act of Congress designating June 14th as National Flag Day. Sunday is Father's Day, and the Pew Research Center reports the percentage of dads staying at home to care for their kids has increased dramatically.
Fatherhood in America is changing as the share of fathers who are stay-at-home dads is now at 17%. That is up from 10% back in 1989. Men ages 20 to 35, called millennials, was found by the Pew Research Center to be at 6%. By comparison, 3% of Gen X dads were stay-at-home with their children. The CDC reports that 74.7 million men ages 15 and over are fathers in America. I'm John Clemens.
And Tesla chief Elon Musk says the electric car company will be installing video games that will use the car's steering wheels and brake pedals as controllers. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.